time to sit back, relax, and enjoy. This is what you saved your lunch money for. Your field to the green.
Welcome to episode number 111 of Passing Points Podcast, presented by Same Day Auto Repair. I'm your host, Michael Tyree. In this episode, we are talking World of Outlaws, ASCS, All-Stars, USAC, Extreme Outlaws, Power-I, OCRS, and more. We've also got Terry Maddox for an interview. Actually got Terry Maddox live on the phone right now, so we're going to do things a little bit backwards this episode. We're going to kick things off with our guest, and welcome Terry Maddox to Passing Points Podcast for our Speed Stick Shocks interview. Terry, thank you for taking the time to talk with me.
No problem. Anything for you, buddy.
I appreciate that, sir. So, one of the main reasons I wanted to have you on the show this week was we've got a big race coming up this weekend, the Mickey Walker Classic at Creek County Speedway, and I'd like to finish this interview off talking about that. But I kind of want to kick it off and probably talk about a sore subject, but just really this season in general and how it's been for you, primarily with the Lucas Oil American Sprint Car Series national tour. I mean, just between weather and tires, I mean, what's this season been like for you?
It's been a rocky road. We were able to get started at Devil's Bowl Speedway back in March and had a great showing with 45 plus cars both nights. Then we went to Little Rock at I-30 Speedway the following weekend with another 45 plus car count. And then we were scheduled to go to Jackson, Mississippi on April 1st and 2nd for a 10,000 to win show, but got an email on Monday morning stating that we would not have any tires to go down there. And so with the 9 to 10 hour drive for some of these teams, and didn't want to take a chance of them getting down there and not being able to finish the weekend if anything came up tire wise. And then ever since then, it's just been fighting Mother Nature or trying to locate or get some tires in for us to continue. And we finally got to last Saturday at Lake Ozark and Sunday at Thunderbird.
Has the weather, in a way, as bad as it sucks, has it been any sort of a blessing with the tire issues?
It's been a blessing in disguise. We were scheduled to get back on track April 22nd and 23rd at Salina, Kansas, and then to US 36. And at that point, teams were just ready to go, and we were scrounging up any kind of tire used, trying to make the best of it just to go racing, and Mother Nature once again washed us out, and it kind of helped us try to get some inventory back. And then with us getting ready to go to Rapid City back on May 13th and 14th and just getting another email that there would not be any tires, and some of those teams already went and ran some regional shows just to try to get some laps in, and most of them race for a living, and so I can understand why they went racing and didn't have any tires to go to Rapid, and with no supply up there, it's just the best thing for us to do.
You know, you just said that the rain's kind of been a blessing in disguise. Personally, has it saved you? I mean, is it kind of a relief when, and I know it's sad to say this, but is it kind of a relief when you get the call or the text that, hey, we're going to have to rain out? Because then, you know, there probably, I imagine, was some races that rained out that you probably would have been forced to make a tire decision on as well.
Yes, it's as much as I hate to say it, it was the only time that I, you know, was all right with it being rained out or something. But hopefully we have another 2 week break off of the national tour. We get back going June 17th and 18th and talk to Hoosier here this afternoon. And they said that we should be 95% good to go to continue our year and hopefully not have any more stoppages and continue. Because I think, well, we got about 45 or so more races still to get to go.
Wow. So that was going to, you kind of led into my next question. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Hoosier and your communications with them, and kind of piggybacking off what you just said. When Hoosier talks to you and they commit to you that you should be good for the rest of the year, what is the level of their commitment? Is it more so making sure that you have a trailer at the track for the national events, or is it more of them supplying the regional distributors as well? Or how does that work, and what all do you have, not so much a say-so in, but or at least communications on?
It's really between national, regional, OCRS, URSS, USL, all of our series really combined. They're getting ready to send a shipment down to Smiley's here. Probably they're supposed to start next Monday in production, so the following week they should be heading back down to distributors to help do our OCRS and regional stuff. And then they're also making sure that we have some tires for our national shows to continue on with all of our series.
Speaking of all your series, how's it been the rest of your series for this year? Have you had any complications with tires as far as those go, or is everything kind of seem to be going off with the exception of weather every now and again?
We've been setting sail just here lately. Some teams have been going through some tires and running into the problem that we're probably going to have to start making decisions to pull some plugs just to save up to eventually get some tires back here in the region in the next couple of weeks. So it's something that we just got to play by ear here for our regional tours, as well as OCRS, URSS, and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Well, not only do you decide to own what seems like every sprint car series in the Midwest, but you also like to promote races. You recently promoted a USAC race, your first USAC race at Lakeside. And then you've also got a race coming up this weekend, but how was your first USAC race up there at Lakeside?
It was actually pretty cool. It's one of those things on my bucket list to do and to finally be able to do one. And it was NASCAR weekend and all the cards just played out right in order to put that event on. And I think, you know, for it being the first time and all the people that were there, it was a huge success and looking forward to possibly doing more of that and continuing to strike off a few of my bucket list promotion events.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you actually find the time to promote races on top of owning and running series? Is it at this point just that kind of bucket list you've always wanted to do things, or is it still hoping to be a heavy part of your business model moving forward?
It's kind of both. I'd like to do another USAC race. I want to do some USAC midget races, some Power Eye national midget races. I'd like to even get my foot into doing an all-star show eventually, but my biggest vision is to continue to do ASCS stuff and help continue to build that brand and take us to different racetracks and keep our teams racing.
I think I can speak for all of us here in Oklahoma and the Midwest in general, when you say that you hope to get your feet wet into some all-star events, if you can just go ahead and do an entire Thunder Through the Plains tour, that would be great.
You want to co-promote with me?
Yeah, I don't mind helping you. I ain't got no money, but I'll help you. So, this weekend, big race this weekend. I imagine it's probably at the top of your list of races that you want to promote, even though you hate that you have to, but it's something you want to do to honor your good friend Mickey Walker, and putting on the Mickey Walker Classic this year at Creek County Speedway. You did it last year. It was a successful event. Made some changes for it this year. Just kind of talk about last year, the first iteration of it, and then this year with the changes you made, adding late models. I just really think it's going to be a great show this weekend.
I think so, too. It's one of those deals just to honor one of my best friends that I grew up with and to continue his, what you want to call it, legacy. And just to, you know, put on a great race to remember him. And we started it last year and ran on Sunday evening. And this year we had the opportunity to do a two-day event on Friday and Saturday. And we're still going to run our American Bank of Oklahoma ASCS Sooner Region presented by Smiley's Racing Products, and adding the Lucas Oil Power Eye West Midget League to both nights, and continuing to run our Champ 305 sprints. As most of you know, Mickey ran the two barrels almost every week. He was the track champion at Creek County Speedway the year before he passed. And so it's one of those things to continue to run the ASCS like he used to race and do the Champ 305s. And he also, you know, ran 1 year at the Chili Bowl in the midget. So I thought this year would be a perfect year to add the Power West for a two-day event. And I've wanted to see late models at Creek County and had the opportunity to book the Sooner Late Model Series with us on Friday and then have your part of a normal Saturday night at Creek County Speedway with us on the Saturday night portion, adding the factory stocks and the modifieds along with our three open wheel classes.
I think it's a fantastic lineup of classes, Friday night in particular. Saturday night, like you said, trying to incorporate some of the weekly classes to allow them to continue their fight for championship and stuff is really neat. And having the midgets with the sprint cars as well. But I'm really looking forward to Friday night, like you said, with the late models. It's just something we don't really get to see at Creek County Speedway. And I appreciate you taking the chance on getting them in, mixing them in with it, because I know you're a fan of racing in general. I'm a fan of racing in general, but there's a lot of people out there that are, I'm a sprint car guy or I'm a late model guy, but man, I just want to see a good race. And I think we're in for a good race this weekend.
I think so too. And then we also have some incentives for our open wheel classes. We have a double down showdown or a triple crown. If any drive, the highest finishing driver that runs two of the open wheel classes will get the $200 bonus, and the highest finishing driver that wants to run all three classes will have a chance at winning $500, and it could even go up between now and then.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a pretty neat deal, man. I know this is not going to be a cheap show for you to put on. So as a fan, I appreciate you doing that. And really looking forward to it. If you don't mind, before we get off here, just give everybody the rest of the details on that, start times, if you can remember how much to get in. I know you've got a really good memory, so I'm sure you'll be able to tell us all.
Yeah, this Friday, Saturday, June 3rd and 4th, Creek County Speedway, the Mickey Walker Classic. Friday night will start at 8 o'clock with hot laps at 7. Both nights are $20 for adults, kids 11 through 14 are $5, children 10 and under free. We have the ASC Sooner Region, the Power Eye West Midgets, the Champ 305 Sprints, and the Sooner Late Models. Saturday, we start 30 minutes earlier with racing set to go green at 7:30, hot laps at 6:30, and it'll feature the ASC Sooner Region, Power Eye West Midgets, Champ 305 Sprints, factory stocks, and modifieds. And again, both nights are $20 for adults, kids 11 through 14 are $5. Children 10 and under are free. We'll have Mickey Walker Classic t-shirts, some hats. We'll have a big opening ceremony on Saturday, so it's going to be a fun weekend.
Well, Terry, I appreciate you taking the time to chat with me. I appreciate you taking the time to put on the show this weekend. Looking forward to it, and we'll see you in a couple days.
All right, sounds good, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Danny Smith, owner of Same Day Auto Repair and Tire Pros, makes automotive service and tire buying simpler. Same Day Auto Repair and Tire Pros offers payment options with or without credit, payments starting as low as $40. The program is available for both car repairs and tires. Tire Pros, hassle-free guaranteed. Find out more at samedayautorepair.com.
No payment options or guaranteed options available to those who qualify. See store for complete details.
Same Day Auto Repair.
Whether you're looking for countertop for your new property or your remodeling needs, Permastone has you covered. At Permastone Countertop Solutions, you can choose from a large collection of the best countertops around Tulsa, Oklahoma. From the selection of your countertop to its installation, their experts will help you with everything. Choose from a range of quartz, marble, granite countertops for your residential or commercial property. You can check out PermastoneTulsa.com to get with them and get their numbers. You can give them a call, get a free estimate or an in-home consultation, and let them show you how perfect countertops around Tulsa, Oklahoma can transform your home. That's Permastone Countertop Solutions. Check them out at permastonetulsa.com. Well, moving on here, let's go ahead and get to the open segment where we kick off the show. Brought to you by A1 Machine Shop. This is our segment where anything goes. Usually it's me, Lane, and Travis chit-chatting about just whatever we saw this weekend. With the holiday weekend, I didn't touch on earlier. The holiday week, Monday was a holiday, so we took off, and then just kind of the rest of the week, just decided to do episode this week by myself. You guys are stuck with me. None of the fun banter back and forth between the three of us. But anywho, this weekend, or today, I'm sorry, today I saw a post on Facebook that I wanted to touch a little bit on. There was a post that was on one of the sprint car pages on Facebook, kind of just running down the national sprint car earnings for this season so far. And it was really interesting to see who's won the most money this year. And so far to date, as of May 31st, 2022, Anthony Macri leads the country with $115,693 earned this season. Now, you know, as we all know, that's prize money. That doesn't mean he put that much money in his pocket, you know, but he gets a good chunk of that, I'm sure. Second place, Sheldon Haudenschild, who's been on a tear lately, he's earned $97,675. Third place is Carson Macedo with $95,625. Fourth place is Brent Marks with $90,835. Fifth place is Logan Schuart with $83,225. Sixth place is David Gravel with $77,975. Seventh place is Brad Sweet with $75,725. Eighth place is Spencer Baisden with $71,175. Ninth place is Gio Selzy with $66,550. And rounding out your top 10 is Justin Peck with $63,975. So it's really cool to just kind of keep track of that stuff, as well as the rankings on average finish. There's just a lot of stats out there anymore. You can find a ton of this really all over the internet. A place I'd love to go for stats like this is going to Dirt Tracker, going to Justin Fiedler's site. He really has a lot of stats just in general about everything. And then I know there's so many more websites out there to use. So it's pretty cool. Another thing I wanted to touch on in the open segment, since we don't really have a space for it later in the show, Huset Speedway this past Sunday, Ryan Timms with a last lap pass on Kerry Madsen. And man, the 15-year-old, a last lap slider on a veteran in the sport in a 410 sprint car. It's just unbelievable what this kid's doing in a sprint car so early in his career. You know, I've raced with him quite a few times over the last couple of years around here in Oklahoma, and he's just so fast, and it's just unbelievable what he did. But just an incredible win. If you haven't seen the highlights from that, just go head over to their Facebook page and check out the highlights. And then another news from Huset's after the races that night, overnight, a storm blew through and really tore up the facilities. It leveled some buildings in the infield, looked like maybe some concession buildings or something along those lines. Really tore up the press box area, the main grandstands. It threw a side-by-side over on its side. Just really did some damage. So thankful that nobody was hurt there. From what I've been seeing reported, nobody was injured. I'm not sure, you know, how much after the races it went off or nothing like that, but supposedly nobody hurt. So the facilities need some attention. And they're supposed to have a show there this coming weekend with the World of Outlaws, so I'm not sure if that's going to happen yet. Haven't seen anything officially. Maybe they're going to get it cleaned up and at least just do what they can to get the races going. You know, they may not have some of the amenities they're used to having, but only time will tell. We'll see what happens there. Lucas Oil American Sprint Car Series National Tour segment brought to you by Permastone Countertop Solutions. For all your countertop needs, go to permastonetulsa.com and see what Permastone can do for you. Lake Ozark, May 27th was a rainout, but they did get the second night in the 28th, and Dylan Westbrook picking up the win. I'm not surprised by this. While a lot of his competitors have been taking time off and then maybe, you know, hit a regional show here or there, he's been running some 410 races, been running pretty strong. He came out of the gate pretty fast, had a really good weekend. And then on Sunday, I believe he podiumed at Thunderbird Speedway, but his teammate Sam Hafertiep Jr. got the victory Sunday at Thunderbird Speedway in Muskogee, Oklahoma. That was a cool race to see the National Tour back there after 22 years. It's been several years since ASC has been there in general with the Sooner region, but the National Tour has not graced those facilities since 2000. It was a good weekend, good race. I was glad to be there. It was fun to watch. Up next for the National Tours, Texarkana 67 Speedway on June 17th in Texarkana, Arkansas. and Boot Hill Speedway in Greenwood, Louisiana on June 18th. All-Star Circuit of Champions was in action last week. They're scheduled to have three nights of action. The first night at Williams Grove on the 27th was a rainout, but they did get the action in at Port Royal Speedway on the 28th and 29th, and Anthony Macri swept the weekend. That is his home turf, and he added to those large number of winnings that we talked about earlier in the open segment. And up next for the All-Star Circuit of Champions is June 3rd at Attica Raceway Park and June 4th at Atomic Speedway. World of Outlaws, NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Series. May 28th, they were at Atomic Speedway, Sheldon Hodenschild picking up the victory. And then May 30th at Lawrenceburg Speedway, Sheldon Hodenschild picking up the victory as well. That is three wins in the last four races for Sheldon. The one he did not win, he got fourth place in, so he's on quite the hot streak. Sheldon has a season-high five wins with the World of Outlaws, and he has jumped all the way up to second in points, just 34 points behind Brad Sweet. So he's having a great run, but as we know, it's early in the season, and it is a long ways to go. So points, I said they do matter at this point, but paying attention to where people are in points at this junction in the season is not necessarily needed. But I just thought it was pretty interesting to point out the jump he's made the last few weeks. Up next for World of Outlaws, June 3rd at River City Speedway. And then, like I said earlier, June 5th, this coming Sunday, they're scheduled to be at Husitz. We will see if that actually happens. Haven't seen anything to say that it's not, but given the situation there, it would not surprise me if they had to postpone that show. AMSOIL USAC National Sprint Cars were scheduled to be in action last week on the 25th and the 26th at Circle City Raceway, but they both rained out. So that puts up next for them their Eastern Storm Swing that kicks off June 14th at Grandview Speedway in PA. And looking forward to that. It's going to be several nights in a row of racing all through Pennsylvania, New Jersey, just the East Coast. So Extreme Outlaw Midget Series, they got a couple races in last week at Millbridge in North Carolina. The 23rd, Cannon McIntosh picking up the win, and then the 24th, Gavin DeShelle. I know he's very familiar with that place in a micro, so it's neat to see him get the win in a midget as well. That kid, he's made some big strides, and he's a very competitive young kid in open wheel racing, so it'll be interesting to see how far he can go and how quickly he can go there. Up next for the Extreme Outlaw Midget Series, June 26th at Jacksonville. Power I, Lucas Oil National Midget League, was also in action last week with the ASCS National Tour at Lake Ozark, so the first night was rained out. Ryan Timms picking up the victory on the second night, Saturday night the 28th. And then up next for your Power I Lucas Oil National Midget League, Charleston Speedway June 22nd and Fayette County Speedway June 23rd, both in Illinois. The Power I Lucas Oil West Midget League, like Terry was talking about earlier in our interview, they're in action this weekend June 3rd and 4th at Creek County Speedway for the Mickey Walker Classic. Which brings us to our Sooner State Spotlight. The Ameriflex Hose and Accessories OCRS Sprint Car Series was in action this past weekend at the Salina High Bank Speedway in Salina, Oklahoma. Alex Sewell defending what many around here know to be his turf. It was a good race going on. Joe Wood Jr. out to early lead led most of the race. The track did take rubber a bit, so Joe Wood was just tight in the rubber. And he pushed out of it, and Alex Sewell made up about four or five car lengths in one corner to get past him. It was just amazing how much faster it was. And being up there working that show, being up in the press box, I was able to see that like Zach Chappell had a 14.9-second lap in hot laps. Alex Sewell had a 14.9-second lap in the heat race, and Joe Wood Jr. turned a 14.6 in the A feature, averaging just over 92 miles per hour around the track. So it was interesting to see how much faster the track was in the A feature. Up next for your OCRS Sprint Cars, Enid Speedway on June 11th. Creek County Speedway this past weekend was also in action. Their Champ Sprints raced. Corey McGehee picking up his, what I believe, his second career win in the sprint cars. Danny Smith and Kyle Clark rounded out the podium. It was good to see Corey pick up a win there. He's had a lot of speed this year, and he's definitely been worthy of a win. He's the last couple races, he's putting some good races together. So it may not be his first win of the year if he keeps running like this. Tulsa Speedway was rained out last weekend, but Lawton Speedway was able to get their weekly race in. The Race Saver 305 Sprints, Gary Owens picking up the victory there, and the Wingless Limited Sprints were off this past weekend. Well, that brings us to our Pick'em Challenge. I can recover results. We're not going to have any picks this week, obviously, with the rest of the guys off the show this week. So, Mother Nature won 1 point last week with the rainout at Lake Ozark on the first night. Simon won 1 point with Wayne Johnson pick at Lake Ozark on the second night. And Travis won 1 point with Brandon Anderson for his pick at Thunderbird on Sunday night. So that brings the new scores to Mother Nature 17, Michael 8, Travis 7, Lane 5, Simon 5. So looking forward to getting back together with the boys in next week, and we'll have a new Pick'em segment for you. In the meantime, that's pretty much it for this show. It goes a little quicker when you don't have all of us kind of joking around and cutting up, but I get that it's a little shorter show this week, and I know that you guys like hearing all of us, but I appreciate you guys being understanding that sometimes it just doesn't work out with the holiday and then the rest of us having, you know, busy week this week as well. So it was just easier to do this for you guys and make sure to give you a little bit of content to listen to. Well, thank you to our partners, Same Day Auto Repair, Permastone Countertop Solutions, A1 Machine Shop, and Speed Stick Shocks. Thank you for listening to episode number 111 of Passing Points Podcast, presented by Same Day Auto Repair. We'll talk to you next week. Passing Points Podcast is produced by MTR Performance Media. Please follow and like us on social media at Passing Points Podcast on Facebook, at Passing_Points on Twitter, and at Passing Points Podcast on Instagram.